Hello, I'm here in the park on this bank holiday weekend, and it's just there's a few people around now. There's a few clouds, maybe the occasional drop of rain. The birds are singing though, so why not kick back and relax with a bank holiday poem? That's what everyone wants on bank holidays, isn't it? Poems, after all. This is yours. We're closing up and clocking out and opting out of transport torture. High streets hum and red tops shout. It's going to be another scorcher. Breakfast DJs spinning classics. Coastal roads are chock-a-block. Every scene looks Instamatic and tastes as sweet as Margate Rock. And Cat from Essex on page 3 says, have a laugh, enjoy the sun. Through heat haze raised a twinkling sea, the happy unchanged people come. Tits and tats and union jacks, bank holiday, bank holiday. All the pontins, blue coats sing, bank holiday, bank holiday. So barbecue your jumbo packs of battery hens and sausage meat. Make every meal a heart attack and gorge the kids on crisps and sweets. An afternoon a cool box lager, do a spot of DIY. Devour a Catherine Cookson saga, sunblocked under endless skies. Escape with homebrew to the shed. Indulge yourself in test match cricket. Knot your hanky round your head and cheer when England take a wicket. Service station coffee breaks. Bank holiday, bank holiday. Gossip over garden walls. Bank holiday, bank holiday. An airshow ice cream. Lobster tan. A shooting stick. A Kodak grin. A sticky trip to visit Gran. Occasionally a scratch card win. The candy floss and fairground rides. Diving boards and outside pools. Impromptu games of five-a-side with kids that go to other schools. The sandy shoes and home-time tantrums. Silent drives all tired and glum. The beach has left a deck chair phantoms. Another rainy Tuesday comes.
Oh yes, wax your galoshes and get ready for the weekend. Luke Wright limbering up for what will almost certainly be a wet one.
It will. This is Saturday Live. We have Mary Hobson with us, David Cassidy and Jane Johnson. And I'm interested, Jane and Mary, about language and learning a new language. And Mary was telling us about how she learnt Russian at the age of 50 and then became an expert at 60. When you met your Moroccan, you could barely speak any Berber or Arabic or French, and he could barely speak any English. So how long did it take you to sort of assimilate each other's language?
Well, Abdul's very, very fluent in English now. He's excellent. And my French is much better. I have a tremendous command of the vocabulary, but not of vocabulary, accent and grammar together. So I can make myself understood. But if we have an argument, I argue in English and he argues in French.
Mary, do you think it's different if you get into a language through literature rather than through speaking it by being there?
Yes, it is different, and I had a huge problem going there in 1990 because I read an enormous amount but hardly spoken at all, and it was a huge difficulty.
A bit like trying to go around modern Rome by speaking Latin. Well, not quite that, but you know, you perhaps speak floridly and romantic.
Well, yes, young men have said to me, oh, you speak just like my grandmother. And I think, you know, it's a tiny bit 19th century, I suspect.
I wonder, though, whether it's quite nice absorbing yourself into somebody else's language and somebody else's culture in that way. There's a line that I read from one of the poems that you wrote saying, I was safer inside Pushkin's head. It isn't half as comfortable in mine. One of the beauties of translating is that you can fully absorb yourself in someone else.
Oh, it's a most freeing experience. Don't you agree?
I do. I've learnt about the Moroccan culture through the language and through the history, and actually writing about it has been my way of assimilating the new experience for myself.
And it is a complete refuge because, you know, you're involved. You're doing something that you find so difficult.
It's very absorbing.
So that it absorbs you completely and you need all your attention. There can't be anything going on in the back of your mind.
Exactly.
No. Do you think also, Jane, that kind of learning a language on another pillow, as it's sometimes described, that creates a different... That you're a different person when you're speaking French or when you're trying to make yourself understood, not in Mousel, but in Morocco?
I think we have different facets all the time, depending on who we're with. I think it does make you a different person. But I see Abdul assimilating English culture and specifically Cornish culture quite easily, which is remarkable. They're very similar in their ways.
Jane, Mary and David are going to be with us after the news. This is Saturday Live with Richard Coles and Sian Williams. Lots still to come in Inheritance Tracks of Cilla Black first. Here's Corrie Caulfield.